This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. General Electric is about to report what it earned in its most recent quarter. Its longtime CEO, Jeffrey Immelt's last chance to seal his legacy at the company before stepping down at the end of this month. GE's stock was the worst performer in the Dow during Immelt's tenure. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on the challenges for incoming Chief John Flannery.
The GE of today makes wind turbines, jet engines, medical scanners, and software, among many, many other things. In a call with investors last month, incoming CEO John Flannery said he planned a comprehensive review of all of its businesses.
We'll review each of those businesses in the portfolio, how it benefits and contributes to the broader company. And it's something you expect us to do with speed and with urgency and with no constraints.
The urgency comes partly from shareholders. The stock is worth about a third less than when outgoing CEO Jeff Immelt took the helm 16 years ago. Analyst Nicholas Heyman with William Blair says in recent years, Immelt has laid the groundwork for a turnaround by selling off assets like GE Capital and investing in the company's industrial software division, GE Digital.
I would allude to what Jeff has done as a cake that isn't quite ready to pull out of the oven.
As of August 1st, it'll be up to longtime GE executive Flannery to convince shareholders he can finish the cake. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.